This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Leanne Hansen. Political bloggers were among the more than 70 million TV viewers who watched Thursday night's debate between vice presidential candidates Joe Biden and Sarah Palin. Bloggers offered pre-debate handicapping and post-debate analysis. They blogged during the debate, and they're still blogging about it. To help us sift through the blogosphere chatter, we've invited two guests to our Washington studio, our political blogger Mindy Finn, Mitt Romney's former internet campaign director, and Democratic strategist Michael Bassick, who's the vice president of online advertising at MSHC Partners. It's nice to have you both in the studio.
Thanks, Leanne.
Mindy, let's start with you. What have the conservative bloggers been writing over the weekend about Sarah Palin's performance and whether it's had an effect on the race?
Going into the debate, most conservative bloggers had a favorable opinion of Sarah Palin overall, and certainly they gave big cheers when they saw the debate and the fact that she held her own in the debate, certainly. And not only that, but the coverage, which can tend to be more important than the debate, doesn't write necessarily about one person having more style or substance, but did write about the differences on issues, which is what these debates should be about.
What are they writing about Senator Joe Biden?
They thought he did well, too. I mean, he certainly didn't put his foot in his mouth, as he's been prone to do, which probably some conservative bloggers hope that he would. But, you know, I think overall, bloggers were just excited that it was a debate about the issues. You could see the differences on the issues, and that we're not talking about where someone put their foot in their mouth or maybe got a fact wrong here or there, because that's not really what it's about.
Michael, what are you seeing on the liberal blogs about Senator Biden?
I think most liberal bloggers clearly believe that this was a big victory for Joe Biden. And they were looking to see if Biden could keep his answer short, concise, and how he would interact with Governor Palin after she said she's sort of only been at this for 5 weeks.
Mindy, what was the tone of the conservative blog posts about Biden and Palin before the debate? And has it become more combative since?
You know, I think before the debate, there wasn't too much combativeness, I wouldn't say. I think the passions have risen. You can see where sort of opinions and feelings about the race and moods can really go up and down as volatile as the trackers at the bottom of the screen that the cables do during the debates.
Michael, let me ask you, what was the tone on liberal blog posts about the two vice presidential candidates before the debate, and has it become more combative since?
I wouldn't say it's become more combative. I think that the progressive blogosphere really stepped up and tried to hold Palin accountable for her factual errors. I'd also say that the progressive blogosphere did a good job of holding the conservative blogosphere accountable for mistakes they made in their coverage.
Mindy, would you like to respond to what Michael had to say?
I think the conservative blogosphere is doing a pretty good job in sort of raising the enthusiasm about the race. The big difference that the conservative blogosphere focuses on, if they're not necessarily doing the fact checks and trying to do the gotcha moments, is just about the two different philosophies and presentations of the candidates.
We have a presidential debate coming up between John McCain and Barack Obama on Tuesday. Mindy, are the conservative bloggers already writing about that?
They are. You know, I think that the last debate, the opportunity wasn't used to really paint a contrast on both sides for both candidates, whereas the vice presidential debate, I think the contrasts were laid out. The conservative blogosphere, what I'm seeing, is really hoping that a greater contrast is painted, because that's what these debates are about. They're to, for voters in these, you know, last month or so leading up to the debate, to see what's one vision versus the other vision and decide which one represents them best.
Michael, what about the progressive bloggers about the upcoming presidential debate?
They're actually still very focused on the vice presidential debate and calling out the differences between the candidates there. So I think we're going to expect to see a continuation of voters looking at the two candidates side by side, hearing their issues, and hopefully finding that Obama will be the victor.
Mindy, I want to ask you about a story that appeared in Saturday's Washington Post about the McCain campaign getting a little bit more aggressive. It was said that voters can expect more sizzle from John McCain in this presidential debate.
Yeah, I think a lot of conservatives, and myself included, felt that in the first debate there was many opportunities for McCain to set the record straight. We're two debates away from the election. You know, it's if there's ever a time for there to be more sizzle, this is it.
Will there be more sizzle from Barack Obama?
I think Obama will continue to run a positive campaign. I don't think he's going to get negative for the sake of getting negative. But I do think that the challenge in adding more sizzle is that you could really turn off a lot of swing voters. So I think they have to walk a fine line of making a differentiation between the two candidates, explaining where they differ on issues, but at the same time not doing that in an overtly negative way.
Michael Basick is Vice President of Internet Marketing at MSHC Partners. Mindy Finn is a partner in the political consulting firm Engage. Thank you both for coming in.
Thanks again.
Thank you.